gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Live, it's the Good Day program. Monday morning, December the 20th. Doug Steffen along with Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Clay Cohart, who's in charge of monitoring the media, if you will. No, I guess we're media. We'll call it the new media. We'll give Jay. We'll give Clay and Jay. He didn't know we had. I just let the cat out of the bag. I'm sorry, Clay. Your replacement's name is Jay.
Oh, no.
We found somebody. I wouldn't get lost or stumble too much. By the time I moved Clay to the side and it was Jay, you know, sorry to have to tell
you. But, Doug, you know, you could call him Ray also.
I could.
Yeah.
I could, as a matter of fact. How about Ray, Jay, and Clay?
But she doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or Richard. All right, enough of that silly
stuff. God for Rich.
Thank God for Richard. Thank God for Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, brought to you by the folks who are good to all of us, America's egg farmers. If you want to be a good egg, join America's egg farmers in their fight against hunger. Visit goodeggproject.org. Take the pledge to eat well, to do good every day. Eating well means having a good egg. How would you... Phil's a good egg. I'm a good egg.
Doug's a good egg. Rich's a good egg. Everybody's a good egg.
We're all good eggs. What does it take, though, in this circumstance, Phil, to be a really good egg?
Well, you know, you point out hunger. And if you take a look at the amount of people that are food insecure in this country, especially our kids now, about 17 million, it is a crying shame. And while, you know, I'm a humanitarian for other countries and everything else, we have to take care of our own first, which is why this Good Egg Project is so important. And again, keep in mind, an egg is just about 15 cents. It is loaded with great nutrition, low in calories, high in protein, so all of our listeners need to be part of the Good Egg Project.
One of the things in my dairy store that I don't grow, the organic eggs, the most popular non-milk...
You don't grow eggs. You know that.
You don't grow. I mean, I don't...
You don't put like an egg in the ground.
No, you don't do that. That's true.
I tried that once. Didn't work out too well.
It's good for the ground, though. That organic material would be good for the ground. You could put an egg in the ground and then put a corn seed next to it, and it would really help the corn grow. You didn't know that.
You still don't get the egg tree or an egg bush.
No, you don't get an egg bush.
Egg bush.
No egg bushes. There may be eggs around the egg beater. The American egg farmer is going to donate an egg to Feeding America for every, let's see, what do we have, 20,000 listeners, I think, who took the pledge the first time we did this. Were there 20,000 or 80,000? I forget. Between your website
and mine. I thought it was actually 78,000.
78,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what happens. For those of you who go to the egg site, visit goodeggproject.org. That's visit goodeggproject.org. Go there for the first time. Take the pledge. You'll be able to download a coupon that will let you buy or get a free dozen eggs. You buy a dozen eggs, you get another dozen eggs free when you purchase a dozen eggs. Not a bad deal. Right?
Not a bad deal for yourself, and again, all the good that you're doing for very hungry Americans, and especially this time of the year.
And
one of the things I love about Feeding America, by the way, Doug, is that it's not just around the holiday time. They have programs throughout the year, and it's just so important for us to take care of each other.
It sure is. This is the time. I mean, we are so busy helping other people, which is swell, but we need to help people at home, and that's what the American egg farmers are doing, and visit goodeggproject.org.
Now, you were up late last night, weren't you?
Well, I was not. I've been busy. I've been traveling. You and I we find ourselves this time of the year for the next 3 or 4 months traveling a lot. And I have been in and out of a half a dozen airports in the last 4 days. Why were you asking if I was up late last night?
Senate Bill 510. It passed.
Yeah, it passed, but...
Never thought it was going to happen.
Right.
Certainly before Christmas.
Well, you know how they did it, though. This is the ruse here. The Senate passed the food safety bill as an amendment to a House bill that has nothing to do with a food safety bill. Here, this is what really grinds me up.
Right.
The House passed
the food safety bill earlier as an amendment to a spending bill, which had nothing to do with food safety. They never really discussed it. So then the Senate, mostly the Democrats, were not successful in moving the version from the House. So they had to file an amendment to another bill, which included the food safety bill, and that failed. So what they did, no recorded vote, by the way. The senators are not on record. The House is not on record. There's not a recorded vote as to who. This was so unpopular. These sneaky so-and-sos, they found a way to attach this bill with substitute language to a to House Bill 2751, which is one of the cash for clunkers bills that originated in the House back in 2009. This bill has been floating around, and they've used it as a continuing resolution for spending money for things. Can you imagine? This bill had to be attached to a bill that was originally passed in 2009 in order to get it done. Now, apparently, the bill 2751 has not been acted upon. So you have one more chance. This is how contorted and how stupid and how sick the system is. Are you following me, by the way, Phil? You got your
absolutely, and you know, I agree with you. And the only thing that makes me smile about this is the word clunkers as part of this bill.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. And, you know, no one would argue that we need a better food safety system in this country. But, you know, they're going about it all wrong. It's all about the politics. It's all about the lobbying. The first step should have been we have one food agency. We don't have USDA and FDA pointing fingers at each other. That's what we need first. Then you can do all this other stuff. But, you know, this is just not going to help. I mean, it's going to help a little bit in certain situations, especially when it comes to imported food. But this clunker bill is actually going to create more strife for everybody than help.
Clay, I'm going to send you the trail of this, and I want you to put it up in the biggest, most prominent place you can at thegooddayshow.com so people can see.
Take down Doug's picture and put up Tom Harkin's picture and do it that way.
Right. Tom Harkin is public enemy number one. He's the one that orchestrated this thing. Because he almost as much – remember, were you listening to me or did you hear the story about Harry Reid getting $3 million in campaign aid from the gaming industry? And after he got elected by a mere, what, 4,000 votes or something, beating that other woman who was from hunger, this guy, only with the help of the gaming industry did he win re-election. So now he's introduced a bill to legalize online gaming, which pretty much everybody is against, but he did it because it, in exchange for the $3 million that they spent to get him reelected. Harkin's the same way. Harkin is indebted to the big ag businesses to the tune of about $3 million. And so what do you expect? He's the chairman of the committee in the Senate that pushed this through. What do you expect these things to show when these guys are as in bed with these crooked so-and-sos as they are? And this is Phil's livelihood in terms of food safety. It's what he preaches all the time. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. This thing, if it doesn't have the right amendments to it, would put guys like me out of business. It's still not clear what amendments passed. It's the best example you can come up with of how sick and dysfunctional our government is.
It doesn't need to be this complicated. And again, I think that all that the average shopper wants to do is be able to go into the store, pick up a product, see where it comes from, whether it's the U.S., whether it's another country, whether it's a farmer down the street, and be assured that it is the safest product possible.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Right. And so why is that so difficult? It's only difficult because the politics of it are so rotten that these people that are powerful and zealots get the stage. So anyway, look for this at thegooddayshow.com, the status of Senate 510, with an action alert. I'll put up there with Clay doing the work, the summary.
So you're not going to put it up. Clay's going to put it up. You're not doing any work.
Right. I'm going to do it. I'm working now to get people to consider the latest action. All right? So that's coming up. Check it out. GoodDayShow.com. Phil and Doug continue in a moment here on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Phil Lambert, the supermarket guru, is here. He's the host of this Phil's Food Sense. How is that? When do we? The first installment came out in October. This is the story of how breakfast basically comes into being. When will lunch be ready?
Well, lunch we start shooting at the end of January, but we're still airing. In fact, I looked yesterday. We're up to 257 stations that have aired it, and KCET in Los Angeles has aired it like four times already. Yeah. So just it's probably keep on airing this episode till end of January, and then we'll start shooting in January. Probably the next one will come out in about April.
Yep. All right, so this is why you need to know. This whole thing takes you through where the food comes from, in essence, through the whole process of being of originating into your stomach, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. Over dinner last night, I had a conversation with some family members, and we were talking about, you know, organics and growth hormones and everything.
Let's talk about that in just a second. Phil Lambert is here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
.wannaplaymusic.com.
Wait, is that up on the website yet?
What? Oh, yeah, the action alert. Yes, that's there.
All right, you want to look at that, Phil, or everybody who's listening, go to gooddayshow.com and see the trail that this bill, this Food Safety Modernization Act, has gone through. It's so bad, they have to hide it. They have to hide it in order to get it passed. This is so sick. Those of you who have followed this FDA Food Safety Modernization Act, it's so flawed, especially for those of you who are interested in the food you're getting for small farmers. It is a major threat to the local food movement, and people don't see it. So your right to choose is basically put in question with the passing of this act. Phil gets it. I get it. Phil Lempert is the man that people trust in this country. To understand where food comes from, to ask. Did anybody ask you, by the way, to speak on behalf of this? I've become very involved because of my status as a farmer. I don't know that I'd have paid as much attention to it if I weren't so directly affected by it. But yet everybody, this bill affects everybody's life.
Absolutely. And you know, the food industry, and as you know and our listeners know, I give a lot of speeches to different industry events and so on. And this whole food safety thing has been top of mind for the past 2 years since the House first did it, and people are very concerned. But, you know, I'm even more concerned, and I'm going to change the subject on you, and I know that this is passionate, but looking at, you know, Good Day, Good Day. .com, DougStephan.com, the headlines from today's show. The action alert is up there first, but two stories under it, I'm very upset. Salma Hayek is an illegal immigrant. Let her stay here. We need more people.
We
like
still
her.
Have that story of the man.
There's a lot of stories on the homepage now. We've upgraded.
All right, well, that's a problem. You don't want to see Selma have to go back. I think she straightened it out, though. She was illegal for a while. I think she's okay now.
Okay, good.
I noticed with interest that among the largest advertisers, excuse me, especially on the radio this season, supermarkets. Supermarkets have used radio a lot in their history, but apparently it's become the go-to place for grocery stores who want to get their message across more than television, more than newspapers. Why do you suppose that is? You can take one, like supermarket advertising, have like 24-25% this year. Last year. What's the message here?
Yeah, keep in mind, Doug, that what supermarkets need is they need time to get out their message. So, again, you've got the 60 seconds.
Right.
Also, they need to be able to target it, because when you look at the pricing or promotions of every supermarket, it changes. So in the state of California, for example, you've got a chain like Safeway. Safeway has probably, and I'm going to make it up, but 10 to 12 different divisions in California, and each of those divisions might have different prices, different promotions, certainly different needs from a consumer standpoint.
Interesting. You pick Safeway. Safeway, among all the supermarket chains, is the biggest spender on radio.
Ah, okay. And again, because they're looking to target, because the listeners of Good Day are very different than the listeners of a sports radio or a political radio show. And that way they can target their message to people who care about food, care about health, care about having, you know, a good life, if you would. And on the sports stations, I mean, all that Safeway is going to do is advertise beer.
Yeah. I guess that's probably it. They spent $146 million in this quarter advertising on the radio. Safeway did. That's
I'm
a lot
shocked
of money.
To hear that, yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're looking, they don't, and I don't say this, I'm not trying to do a number on newspapers and stuff. They've done their own business to defeat themselves, so I don't have to pound onto it. But it's just interesting to see how people are reacting to this. That is, the supermarket people think that radio is the place to be when it comes to telling their story, which is a kind of a nice feather. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, check out his website. Check him out at gooddayshow.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Tis the season for holiday travel, so what does that mean for you? First off, if you waited this long to book your ticket, well, good luck. There's always that chance for last-minute deals, but your best bet is to book tickets to travel on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and on New Year's Eve. Otherwise, you may be out of luck. Now, delays at the security gate may be compounded by those new scanning methods, including the full body scanners and the pat-down procedures, so be sure to arrive early to account for this. But here's what you really do. Take everything out of your pockets, not just your keys and your change, everything, because those scanning machines want everything out. I don't want to be stuck in line behind you. And if you've got Christmas gifts, do me a favor. Don't check them in your bags, especially if you wrap them, because the TSA is going to do the first thing they do with all things like this. They're going to open them. Do what I do. Ship them ahead of time. You can use UPS or FedEx Ground 3 to 4 days ahead, and guess what? It gets there. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Cure or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen Good Day app on your iPhone. When are we going to have a Droid app?
Well, we're about to get this app upgraded because there's a bug we've been knowing about, and I just have a coder that's just freed up to fix it.
You're talking about the iPhone app?
Yes, yes.
Is that why last week some people had trouble getting to the audio?
Yeah. That's what we're going to be taking care of, and it should only take like a week or so. So that's good news.
All right. We're interested in the good news, the Good Day program, Monday, December 20th, 2010. You are giving. I know you are. You're thinking about what you're going to do this week that can make the lives of others better. You heard earlier, perhaps, Phil Limpert and I talking about the egg way of doing it. You can be a good egg and share. If you buy a dozen eggs, you can get that allows the egg people to give a dozen eggs to people who need it, that sort of thing. This is the time of year. It's sort of a universal law. You have to give before you can get. You have to plant your seeds before they have the opportunity to grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
The law works to give you back more than you have sown. You put one corn seed in the ground and comes out of the ground a stalk, which normally has two ears on it at least, and each of those ears has about 400 kernels on it. So from one seed comes as many as 800 seeds. Did you know that? That the average ear of corn has hundreds of kernels on it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's like a Mexican family.
From the way of looking at it, I guess. Yep.
Could be.
So when you are giving, and this is what so bothers me about Monsanto and these others who want to keep using an analogy to bring you around to reality, the Monsanto company wants to keep those seeds that come off of the kernels of corn from being able to grow again. You can't grow corn unless you buy the seeds from Monsanto. That's the way they want it in their world. And they're one of the big sponsors, if you will, backers of this Food Safety Enhancement Act that we're talking about that is down now to the nitty-gritty. These cowards, if you didn't hear us talking about this, this is amazing, Roberta. These people are so afraid because this bill is so bad. They don't want to have their name. The more people read it, the more they say, oh, my God, I voted for that. And so they're steering clear of it. The only way they get support is to have the leaders in the House and the Senate manipulate the bill. And this happens, by the way. This is a great lesson in civics because most people don't realize how convoluted the system is. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and read the action alert that is up on the homepage that explains what the food safety bill has gone through in the last 3 or 4 days just to get it so that it is, quote-unquote, passed, even though nobody voted on it. This is the representative democracy that we think we're living in? Look at this thing. You've heard me talk about this, as Phil said. For 2 years, we've been talking about how bad this bill is. And you see the push from all the big money interests. And it gives you, this is a perfect example of how corrupt the system is. It shows you how it, just read, Roberta, there's short little sentences that tell you how the bill has moved from one thing. Richie, you can read it.
Mm-hmm.
Convoluted from one to the other. They had to attach it to get it passed to the CARS Cash for Clunkers bill that has been a continuing, I don't even know how that happened because they paid the money out, in 2009? They haven't had any Cash for Clunker money in 2010, have they? Somehow or other, they had to keep paying, though, because remember, I now remember, they weren't paying because the thing was so screwed up.
Right.
The car dealers opted out because it was taking so long to get the money.
Right. It got caught up in paperwork, and so the car dealers were having to front the money for six months to a year. So they said, you know what, we're out.
So this was this money for the Cash for Clunkers thing is the continuing resolution to keep paying for those bills as they're presented. Otherwise, the money would have run out. But because it was so complex, as you've just suggested, the car dealer says, I'm not going to do this. So they said, oh, no, we'll take care of you. But it's taken a year and a half, and so they have a continuing resolution to fund that program. And that's what they attached this bill to get it passed. Can you believe it?
That should be illegal. They should not be allowed to attach
stuff. Of course it should be illegal. I mean, if people think that I go off on the deep end about stuff, folks, I'm telling you, this is a travesty. And you're going to take it in the chops if this thing is passed the way that it is. Those of you who love, and it's so interesting, not interesting, it's damning, to see, you know, last week Obama signs the bill that was put forth by his wife to help feed America's youngsters better. We're going to feed them better with what? The garbage that comes from China? That's basically, this bill doesn't inspect the stuff that comes in from offshore. It does, it says it does, and it sets up the process and procedure, but it doesn't really. And as Phil pointed out, it has one agency to do this, another agency doing that, a third agency doing this, a fourth agency. There's no rhyme or reason. It is an unbelievable mess.
I have two questions. One question, one statement. I'll give my statement first, Doug. The thing I hate most about government is the bureaucracy, and I hate that about all bureaucracies. I just hate bureaucracy, and I first learned that whenever I was in college, and I started out going to a community college because my parents thought I was too young to go to a regular college, and I was having to fill out forms, and I had to go from one side of campus to the other side of campus just to hand in these forms, and I said, since when is Weatherford College a bureaucracy? And because I thought I was being clever, and they looked at me and they said, it's always been a bureaucracy. Where have you been? So my question is, has government always been so corrupt in such a bureaucracy?
No.
Well, there's corruption.
There's always
bigger
been corruption, but it's so corrupt? No.
Yeah.
It's only in the last, 50, 60 years when it's gotten really, really big that it just gets more and more.
Because industry has gotten so big and they want to have their way. And so they find their ways to buy influence and control, which you can't possibly mix as an individual.
Well, so how do we fix it? Didn't Lincoln warn of corporations taking over the country?
Well, it's easy to fix it.
More recently than that.
Do away with lobbyists, number one.
Yeah.
Create a $1 per person national election campaign fund. So do away with all election campaign contributions from big companies.
I don't even want the government involved. Let people tell their story find their own way.
I think those are the two biggest reasons for corruption in our government, is lobbyists and campaign contributions.
In the last 2 minutes while we've been talking about this, I've been able to go to my congressman's webpage and send him an email asking him not to vote for it.
Good.
Or to vote against it.
And you can do that. The information that we give you at gooddayshow.com allows you, you put your zip code in, it tells you who your congressman is, and you send an email right directly to him. This is very simple stuff.
It took me 2 minutes.
Yep. And is it worth it to have freedom of choice when it comes to food, 2 minutes of your life? Roberta, will you do that, please?
Absolutely.
The Food Safety Modernization Act.
You as well. This is very dangerous stuff. And we can do we're doing a public service to people. They will, I don't care whether you thank me or not later, but if this thing gets passed, it's going to make a mess of the food chain. A mess of it. So please, this is the last go-round for this. Unless it doesn't get funded, that's the other thing.
You know,
they can pass it, but if it doesn't get funded, it won't go anywhere anyway.
It's pardon me if I'm belaboring this point, but it's just so easy now to voice your opinion to your congressman.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you not to.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to statesmen that actually cared about the country and cared about the people?
Clay, at some point, and this is Doug and I both really get tweaked about this, at some point being a representative lost its true meaning. You are no longer a representative.
Mm-hmm. No.
You now have your own opinions.
And that's what carries
in the good old days, it used to be, okay, I'm going to go to Washington, and how do you want me to vote on these things? I will represent you. Now it becomes, here's who I am, and here's what I believe, and if you believe that, vote for me.
Yeah.
And then I will decide how we will handle all the bills. And that's when everything changed.
Yep. It is a mess.
When that was, I don't know, but
a mess. All right. Poll today. Are you as concerned as others about the severe weather this week? Bad weather all across the country again. Will that affect your travel plans? A, yes, I've heard the weather will be terrible at both my origin and destination. B, yes, but to be fair, I'm always concerned the weather, other factors may interrupt my plans. C, no, I'm staying close to home. D, no, I'm afraid of a little, I'm not afraid of a little bit of nature, Mother Nature. I'm going back to the West Coast on Friday to have time. And I'm half thinking of bringing Charlotte with me. I'm glad I don't want to leave her at home for the 4 days. And all I can remember is the last time I took her with me on the plane, and she was absolutely a hit. She was a scream. But having her fly back and forth in 4 days, I don't know. Anyway, our poll on Friday, last Friday, how much attention do you pay to processed foods? There was a video, and we still have it up, Clay, right? The video of how sausage and hot dogs are made.
Yeah,
I talked to so many people about this
this
weekend.
Dogs. Yeah,
hot dogs.
So did I. Yeah, a lot of people watched the
video. Oh, my God. Yeah. So anyway, how much attention do you pay to processed food? 52% of you said when responding to the poll at gooddayshow.com, my diet contains more processed foods than it ought to. I'm trying to cut down. 32% of you said I read all the labels and stay away from chemically produced food. You'll have many more of these if Senate Bill 510 or whatever this mess is that goes through, that's this is all you'll be able to eat because the local farmers be gonzo. 10% said I only eat all natural organic food, and 5% said my meals come out of a box and I cook them in the microwave.
Oh, boy.
There you go. Our video of the day today, WikiLeaks at it again. This time they reveal Santa's naughty list. Richie, I believe you have some of the audio. WikiLeaks, the enemy again, revealing Santa's naughty list.
Let's see.
And the consequences are dire. Dr. Ken, by the way, coming up in a moment. While Richie's finding that, Clay, what's your story? What's the social media headline of the day today?
Well, it seems people have been taking advantage of the social media all weekend, and they've been falsely reporting a few different celebrities as dead, including Morgan Freeman and Justin Bieber.
Right.
And this isn't the first time for this to happen for Justin Bieber. Basically, what's happening is a whole bunch of people all over the country have organized on social media websites saying, okay, on Saturday at 1 o'clock, we're all going to start saying, oh, my God, Justin Bieber just got killed in a car crash. Yeah. And so they all start tweeting that, and then all their fans see it, all Justin's fans see it, and they all start freaking out and crying until they learn that it's a hoax.
Yeah.
So that happened this weekend. For the sixth time this year for Justin, happened.
Sixth time?
Yeah, he's got a hard little life.
Reports of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Can you imagine that awesome. Poor kid?
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Santa's naughty list. Let's listen to a little of this.
Quiet, everyone, quiet. We need to have a staff meeting right now.
Everyone, we have a serious problem.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Don't you read the news?
I can't read.
WikiLeaks published Santa's naughty list. They know everything.
What was ruined?
They know everything? Everything.
Do they know about the cookies?
Yes. They even know about the spilled grape juice in the living room.
We got sloppy.
Oh, no, we're busted.
I need to call my lawyer.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't do anything. It's too late. Well, did you call a timeout? Of course.
That's cute.
That's great.
It really
is. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a neat line. That's
I can't play all of it, though.
I know, but if Santa's not in this to play, obviously, on the WikiLeaks leak routine. So there's that we have for you. It's important at gooddayshow.com. And how to deal with your congressman, how to get to him. Go there, please, please. Follow the alert. Just put your zip code in. You'll follow along. Put your zip code in like Richie did, and it'll tell you who your congressman is.
2 minutes. It's all
take you through the process. Dr. Ken is going to do that for sure because he feels like the rest of us do about this bill. We'll talk about that and how it affects your health and other items from Dr. Ken in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here. Ken, no doubt you've heard, we've been talking about this off and on, not for months, but for several years, the Food Safety Enhancement Act, which you don't like, I don't like, and there isn't anybody I can find that likes it unless you're connected to big ag, big commerce. And so this is the latest. I don't know if you follow this. We have the announcement at gooddayshow.com. But you've been very vocal about how this would not be good for us. You have some things that sort of dovetail with what I have been thinking. You also have been very good at following. You brought me some information from time to time that we put up on the website that I didn't find from various groups who have gone through this to just help people understand how bad this thing is.
Well, I've been hearing you talk this morning, and isn't there just a better, good, how can you get a better example for needing term limits in America? And, you know, we need a bill that's going to actually provide food safety, but too many of these bills this year have been about other things and having names that don't even relate to what's inside the bill. That's the big problem.
Yeah, it really is. So check that out informationally. Ken's going to vote against it. Go to his congressman, and you can do the same. Meanwhile, this is good news if you're a nerd.
There is some good news if you're a nerd. This is out of the University of Wisconsin. The better an individual did in high school, the less likely he or she was to experience poor health as they reached retirement age. What you learn in school may actually matter for your health.
All right. Here's some more info on vitamin D and why you have to watch your weight.
Out of the Journal of Nutrition, the more obese a person is, the poorer his or her vitamin D status is. Vitamin D is so important for cell health, calcium absorption, and proper immune function and prevention of cancer.
Danger in the water supply.
Yes, there's a chemical in the water called chromium, hexavalent chromium. It's going to be a problem, carcinogenic. It needs to be tested and taken out. This is out of the Environmental Working Group this week.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Setzer, Jingle Bells, performed by the Brian Setzer Orchestra here from the film Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have to say Schwarzenegger with Arnold. Everybody knows when you say Arnold.
Right.
Everybody knows you're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right? Phil Hartman in this movie. Sinbad. Rita Wilson, who's the wife of Tom Hanks. Robert Conrad is in this film. I think it's the last
one. Was he Hogan's Heroes, Robert Conrad, or was he Wild West?
No, he was Robert Conrad was the Wild Wild West.
The Baba
Black Sheep story about the. It was in a bad
car host on CRN with Jack Horn.
CRN, yeah. Very close to the horn.
Yeah, this Brian Setzer Orchestra really rocks.
Rocks. All right, so this film. This. Jingle Bells topped the box office during this week in 1996. As we get started,
you know what I remember Robert Conrad for?
What?
I don't know if you guys remember in the
battery commercial.
Which I loved was, remember the battle of the network stars, which was hosted by Howard Carell?
No, I don't remember that.
I do.
When they had the different actors from CBS, NBC, and ABC.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert Conrad got in a fight with Gabe Kaplan of Welcome Back, Kotter. He's a very, very competitive guy.
Yeah,
but
Conrad.
I love that stuff. That was really good.
Yeah, he's a very competitive guy.
Now, ask me what I did this weekend.
What'd you do this weekend, Chugger?
Well, I told you off the air a few weeks ago. I rented a movie theater out, my local community theater. And I screened my favorite film, The Poseidon Adventure. Since I told you I'm married and I have no friends, I invited about 25 acquaintances. And it was a lot of fun. Brought my 5-year-old daughter and the ball and chain, which is my wife. And and we had a great time.
This is your way to prove you have a life, is to rent out a movie theater and show a 30-year-old disaster flick?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you a funny thing is, when I go to the movies, which I usually go myself, I say half the time when I'm watching a lot of these movies released in the last few years, I sort of wish I was watching a movie from the 1970s. So I got the idea in my head, and I'm going to do it every 3 months.
You know, I'm looking. I'm told that the new True Grit that comes out this week follows scene by scene, dialogue exactly. It's the exact same script, and the scenes are uncanny as to how close they are. Now, I've seen True Grit, the original version that John Wayne won the Academy Award for, probably 12, 13, 14 times.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
I am too. Megan sent me here and said, Dad, let's go see the movie on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I told Janet, let's go see it Christmas night, which
is
her
birthday. But you know what? But every time I see even a trailer for it, Chucker, you can see the scenes, you can see and feel and hear. And I wonder how often, the reason I bring it up is how often is that the case? How often do movies get remade and they follow exactly the scene and the script from the original movie?
The only remake I could think of was Psycho, followed the exact original script.
Really?
Basically the interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see how this
But
plays.
I don't think many people even remember the remake. Do you know who starred in the remake of Psycho?
What? Psycho? No.
Yeah.
Who?
It was Vince Vaughn.
Who was it?
Oh, wow. Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, yeah.
Really? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, which was made about 15 years ago.
All right, let's get box office results from this weekend, pal.
Okay, Doug, number one, no surprise, Tron Legacy. 28 years after the original Tron was released, film opened to $43.6 million. It's a good opening, not a great opening. Disney really highly hyped this film. Yogi Bear placed second, 16.7. As I told you a few weeks ago, Boo Boo's getting some good Oscar buzz for that one. Number three, Chronicles of Narnia 3, 12.4. Film's underperformed here in the U.S., but is doing good business overseas. $42 million. Mark Wahlberg's The Fighter opened to great reviews, but opened to a so-so $12.2 million. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are not seeing dramas in theaters.
It's a downer, I've heard. It's really a downer.
I'm going to go see it this week. I'm looking forward to it. And The Tourist ran out the top five, 8.7.
I want to see that. There's a rumor about Johnny Depp trying to hustle some 19-year-old on the set. That's the gossip of the weekend. Did you hear that?
I did not. Yeah. The only other box office news of interest, Sony's How Do I Know, a romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon, Owen Wilson, and Jack Nicholson, reportedly cost up to $140 million to produce, just a $7.6 million
opening
for the studio.
Who are the voices in the Boo Boo movie?
Dan Aykroyd plays Yogi, and Justin Timberlake plays Yogi.
Ah, okay. I remember him talking about promoting it. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.